Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. According to a recent article in the Washington Post, the United States is suffering from a severe shortage of long-haul truck drivers, a condition that analysts say could disrupt our current prosperous economy. What is the current state of South Carolina's trucking industry? Richard Bogan is a senior vice president with Southeastern Freight Lines in Lexington. Today he's in our studio to help us with this topic. Richard, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So first of all, give us a brief history and overview of Southeastern.
Our company started in 1950, a small family-run business. Our founder and owners, the Castles family, live here in Columbia. Southeastern Freight is a regional LTL carrier. So we handle 13 states in the Sun Belt, really focused on any territory from the tip of Miami to the northern tip of Virginia to western part of Texas, El Paso. And we have 89 locations.
And you mentioned LTL. Tell us what that means.
Well, there's a couple of variations of trucking. LTL means less than a load. So less than a load, if you can imagine a truckload going down the highway with one shipment on it, that would be what we call a truckload carrier, moving freight from A to B. At Southeastern, we're less than a load, indicating that we might have 30, 40 shipments on the same unit going to a destination to be distributed in a city or town.
Now, is that pretty much representative of the bulk of the trucking industry? Are most trailers operating this way, or are most of them fully booked to one client?
There's a real mix out there. I mean, there's a need for both.
Well, let's talk about the topic of the day, the nationwide shortage of drivers in your industry. Are you experiencing the same?
We are experiencing the same. And let me suggest it's more than that. It's qualified drivers. Somebody who has a solid motor vehicle record, and they have the proper endorsements to be able to haul freight, the appropriate freight for a trucking company. But there's pockets. There's pockets. There's areas where there's not a lot of issues, and then there's other areas where issues are really magnified because of the marketplace. In other words, the marketplace is booming, and you can't find enough drivers, qualified drivers, to run the business. So in order to deal with that, you have to be pretty flexible and nimble to be able to serve your customers effectively. But there is a real driver shortage out there.
How is the industry addressing this? I know there are driving schools.
Yes, in the state of South Carolina, depending on where you check, there's probably at least 13, maybe 20 driving schools, technical colleges where people can go and get a CDL, commercial driver's license. Those are good resources. But probably one of the best resources out there is growing your own drivers, being able to look for opportunities to take people and teach them how to drive in your own facilities and then get them to become a qualified driver.
And is this issue driving up wages for drivers?
Absolutely. Wages are increasing, but we love increasing our wages. We can't think of increasing wages and benefits is something that we love to do. We love giving profits of the company back to our associates. We believe that promotes long-term loyalty. But absolutely, in the past few years, wages have gone up very nicely for the drivers, and it's a good living for the drivers as well.
Has the industry seen a lot of companies like yours lose drivers who decide to become independent truckers?
Typically, it might be the other way around. It might be that the independent truckers say, you know, there's a lot to do out here. There's a lot of the regulations that have to be met. I'm not sure if I want to meet all those regulations, so I'm going to go to work for a larger company that can help me meet those regs and plus that lifestyle. You know, if I'm an independent trucker and I'm running over the road, I might be gone a week or two or three at a time. The majority of our drivers, you know, we have two kinds, a local driver that runs perhaps in the city of Columbia, South Carolina, for instance, that goes out in the morning and they're home every day. They're what we call peddling freight from one stop to the next. And then we have our over-the-road drivers, and over-the-road drivers in our system are home 95% of the time every 2 days.
Richard, thank you so much for stopping by our studio today.
You bet. My pleasure.
Richard Bogan is a Senior Vice President with Southeastern Freight Lines in Lexington, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.